Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, and that's A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice today. That call-in number for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, hello again, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in and supporting the show, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the archive shows. We've been on the air now for about 2.5 years, our weekly shows, and they're all archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. All the channel topics that the Posse of Angels have chosen to give me, and they are all there for you to listen to. I received a lovely email from a client, and it had very much to do with what the Posse of Angels have been reminding us about for the past 3 shows, which have been about finally putting to rest any triggering or reactive behaviors within ourselves and replacing them with unconditional love and forgiveness. And the email read, "Dear Candy, I just wanted to let you know that after my empowering session I had with you, I was finally able to love myself enough and open up my heart to contacting my daughter once again. After not having spoken to each other for several years, we arranged a trip to reconnect. The meeting was wonderful, and even though there were a few uncomfortable moments, I was able to do like you told me to do, to honor and respect myself and just hold that space of love. I really do not know how to thank you, and I'm so appreciative for your beautiful work. You have helped give my daughter back to me. And if you need some help in finally getting closure on a relationship or a situation in your life, I certainly would love to help you. You can book your own intuitive counseling, Reiki life-changing sessions, or angel readings with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716, and that you can call that number after the show, or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Your new life is waiting for you to step forward, and you can you don't have to live in the Los Angeles office where I live. I do international and national sessions using Skype and over the phone, so I can facilitate those healings and also those angel readings wherever you are in the world. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting an absolutely wonderful life into your reality. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel readings, angel advice. And if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is a wonderful topic, very timely as they all are. But this one is called Redefining Your True Role as a Light Worker. I just like to tell 415, you are going to be up then. The next one is 661. So please do hold on. You know, listeners, I am always fascinated by the synchronistic ways that the Posse of Angels choose to give me signs as to what topics they wish to discuss. And with the over 130 weekly channeled shows over the past 2.5 years, it has been very evident that the topics that they choose are right on track with the issues, concerns, or even questions that we, as a collective consciousness, are entertaining in the present moment. And with the above letter arriving right on schedule about this mother finally getting closure with her daughter, with that email arriving to be included in this week's show, it highlighted certain difficulties that the Posse of Angels have alerted us to. The difficulties have mainly centered around 2 specific areas that have presented themselves in our lives these past 2 or 3 months. Firstly, many of us were presented with disclosure in the past months, revealing some sort of betrayal in our lives. And secondly, people from our past resurfacing to see if we were still being triggered and reactive to them. And with so many people having unresolved issues around their fathers, whether perhaps they were their fathers were loving, abusive, whether they were kind or absent, whether they were generous, distant, or hard, Father's Day could not have come at a better time to trigger many lightworkers to see if they have any unresolved issues that need to be resolved with pure unconditional love and forgiveness so that they can finally have emotional and energetic closure for themselves. Now, the Posse of Angels can hear many of your thoughts and frustrations because many of you think that you have already consciously done the work on obtaining closure in your life. You know, you have read many spiritual self-help books. You've been to oodles of spiritual workshops. Some of you may even have established healing practices yourself. Okay? And many of you receive certification in things like spiritual psychology degrees. Many of you might have completed courses in various forms of alternative treatments and basically are very good, if not brilliant, spiritual teachers for others. But, and this is a very big but, the Posse of Angels is chiming in and they're saying, if we are still being triggered and we are reactionary in any way by our exes, former boyfriends, fathers, mothers, siblings, former business associations, in fact, by anyone or any event that happened before, then we are not encompassing our primary role as lightworkers on this, our beloved planet Earth. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing your dismay, and they're feeling your dismay in the collective thought of, well, hey, I was divinely led to go to all of those courses to receive my spiritual degrees or to step forth and follow a very different path in order to teach others about spirituality. And the Posse of Angels are saying that, yes, indeed, you were divinely led to do all those things in the past. But because all of our energies as a collective consciousness were much lower and not as highly evolved as to where we find ourselves now, and they were lower in years past, we chose to believe that we, as lightworkers, were doing all of those things and that we were here basically to change others, which simply never was the case. With our awakening, you know, whether this happened when we were in sweat lodges or getting hugs from gurus, going on retreats in exotic locales, or whether we had enormous shifts in consciousness through a walk-in experience or the realization that we are starseeds from another planet. These were all reawakening us to our divine, eternal natures. And once we, pardon the expression, saw the light, we then went on our own separate journey to enhance this newfound beautiful energy, finding ways we could fill our lives with it in order to fill up others and to change them in our haste to help others. You know, we stepped forth to heal others, to save others, to enable others. And many of us were excellent, I really do mean excellent, at talking the talk and radiating our newfound light and realization out to others to follow and to adhere to our prescribed ways in which to enlighten and to live a spiritual life. Get in our excitement as we try to change others in order to change the world. We may have glossed over and failed to completely resolve very deep emotional issues of pain and hurt, anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, and resentment, judgment, defensiveness, and well, heck, why not throw in everything, including the kitchen sink? Absolutely anything that held any emotional negativity for us. And the Posse of Angels is saying, and they're reminding us, that we are now at a critical point in our ascension process as to whether we will fully address, clear around any issues of emotional attachment and no longer allow ourselves to be triggered in any way. You know, listeners, once we do this, we will absolutely redefine who we are as lightworkers. You see, the term lightworker appeared on the planet to describe someone who cultivates an inner awareness within themselves to encompass more light and thus shine out to their world their maximum light onto our planet. You know, when this term was first fashioned, it was at a very different time energetically on the planet. And when some lightworkers reawakened to this strong mission to be the light that was written into their DNA, many stepped forth to heal the world. After all, with their spiritual awakening, they felt different and so guided as if they were on this immense mission to go out and save the planet. For instance, as lightworkers, many of us felt isolated. We felt lonely and misunderstood. We felt like our families were not our real families, as if we felt adopted. Having awakened to this light within, memories of our experiences in non-earthly dimensions made many of us feel very homesick, as if we were living on a strange land on Earth. Many lightworkers have said, "I want to go home." They voice this. This is too difficult. I wish to return to my real home, even though they can't verbalize where that actually is. Many lightworkers have trouble fitting into conventional ways of thinking, traditional jobs. Most societal structures feel foreign to them. And with lightworkers' compassionate, sensitive, and empathetic natures, well, I can tell you, it often makes it very difficult for us to deal with aggressive behavior. In this way, we have trouble standing up for ourselves. Our sensitivity often leads us to care deeply about the environment and sees many of us defending and championing animal causes. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that it's important to note that most all lightworkers have experienced past lives in which they were attached to some religious order. Many lightworkers were previously monks, nuns, healers. Some were witches and warlocks, shamans, priests, or priestesses. It was in these roles that many had the chance to help others span the visible world into the world of the invisible, the world of faith, belief, trust, and imagination, and the mysterious dimension of the afterlife and the realms of God and the angels. Now, it's important to note here that in order for taking on these enormously diverse roles in those times of lower energies in which we lived before on the planet, many of us were persecuted for our beliefs, and we were silenced so that we would not influence others to think independently of the established groups and organizations at those times. Personally, I clearly remember being burned at the stake as a healer in the 14th century Scotland, and I can tell you it was no picnic. These traumatic traces that are infused into our cellular memory may be the cause of many lightworkers being ungrounded, as, quite frankly, after what's happened to us and how we were destroyed, they may not wish to be fully present, seen by others, and to speak of what they know to be true. It may be these past experiences that actually stop them from authentically showing who they are to the world for fear of once again being persecuted and once again destroyed. I have a very dear friend who has been getting messages from the other side for years and years through her gifts as a medium. And she gets them to pass along to her friends and her family. And even with her gifts of mediumship being so apparent, well, she is very fearful of stepping forward and doing this as a profession because she fears that by exposing herself, she will open herself to ridicule in some way or shape or form. With the awakening and realization of our unique gifts and abilities, we quested to connect with other like-minded souls as we were hungry to find out information that fed our newfound feelings within. When we came across the term lightworker, many of us sensed that we were part of an enlightened, particular group that was, in quotes, "We were working for the light," as if others were not working for the light. This instilled in many a sense that somehow we were superior or better than others, and this simply was never the case. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that the term light worker was chosen to describe those that awaken to the light because it energetically stirred up a memory that is inside all of us, and not just some of us, to our divine eternal natures, and quite frankly, listeners, it was nothing more. And they are assuring us that the term light worker is not relegated to just a limited number of chosen souls, as it is written into every soul's DNA that we, as children of God, have the possibility of becoming a light worker at some stage. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that with the term work, so often associated with something that is a chore and not fun, perhaps for this reason, instead of the term light worker, it might have been better to have chosen the term those of light to describe those that shine. It certainly takes the emphasis off doing work in order to change others and puts the emphasis on just being the light. Those that awaken to the light earlier than others, while they are no better or superior, they were different in the respect that they were older than most souls in their experiences, which they garnered from previous lifetimes. And it's in this understanding of the history that many awakened souls carry that will help redefine us as light workers. You know, the Posse of Angels is saying that with many light workers being extremely old souls, they have personally experienced and contributed to the formation, structuring, and programming that has shaped our Mother Earth. Many light workers on the planet experienced the destruction of Atlantis. And even though it may be very hard to comprehend, many of us who are of the light were participants and willing accomplishments to the creation of, at one time in our past, of controlling, of greed, and fear-based ways of living. And while we may not choose to recognize this, this is a very heavy karmic burden that we all carry as we recognize that we are all one. And though we may be filled with light now, almost all light workers at one time or another contributed to what boils down to dishonoring and disrespecting others, other groups, different religions, different cultures, or just plain desecrating our beautiful planet for profit and greed. And now in this time period of June 2014, we are just now elevating ourselves to taking off our rose-colored glasses and acknowledging our part in the grand design of what our planet has become, knowing that we are not here to save the world, heal the world, or enable anyone in the world. Many lightworkers are now clear enough to address their part in the continuation of negativity on the planet. And the greatest thing that we can do as lightworkers is not set out to change anyone, but to finally choose to resolve triggering emotional issues and reactive behaviors to bring them back to wholeness with unconditional love and forgiveness to finally find closure. By choosing to do this, we not only heal ourselves, but we become the conduit to heal past generations, which I spoke about in a previous archive show. By releasing those triggers back to love, we step into our true roles as light workers, which, again, was never meant to change others, but to simply hold God's unconditional love and forgiveness for everything, no matter what the circumstances or the choices that someone else chose to make. And the Posse of Angels is reminding each of us that if we could only remember and see just what we had done in our previous lives and the choices that we made, many of us would cringe and we would not see ourselves as superior in any way to anyone. Having reached this important threshold on our journey of ascension, of turning the mirror back on ourselves, to heal ourselves and to just be the light. The Posse of Angels also wishes to give us some advice, on how we can best step forward with this knowledge. But before we get to that advice from the Posse of Angels, let's go to our callers. 415, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica, how are you?
Hi, going through a lot of changes, and there's a lot of energy movement, which is good because it's been sitting for a long time, so I'm happy about that.
It has. You, me, and everyone else is very, very grateful. Even though it's a Mercury retrograde, there does seem to be something stirring in the air. You know, many of my clients say, you know, they're very grateful for it, although it hasn't, for many, it hasn't produced something, you know, big yet. They are getting that sense of things swirling around and getting ready to move forward when, I guess, Mercury goes forward on starts to go forward on July the 1st.
Actually, things have been producing for me, and that's what I'm calling about that today because I feel a little bit nervous about it. I was invited to speak in front of a group in July in a couple weeks, and I'm excited about it because I haven't done that in a while. And I was invited to speak about a topic that I haven't talked about in a really long time. And I don't really know exactly what my question here is, but I've been guided to put together a book based on, again, this old topic that was just sitting in the crevices for years and years. And right. I just feel nervous about the whole thing because I just, I don't know, there's questions like, is this my big break? Is this going to turn into something big? It was really big in the past. And I didn't think that this would be the way that it would come about. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I just feel really nervous. Like even just in speaking to you about it, I just feel really nervous about it.
Okay. What this is bringing up several things inside of you, Jessica, and this is such a brilliant, absolutely brilliant phone call. I can't thank you enough for addressing this and also for calling in because where we are at the moment is, as I spoke about, as our role as light workers, you know, we've done all the courses. We've done this. We did that. We did it because we thought we were going to change the world until we turned the mirror back on ourselves and realized that we were doing it for us to clear and cleanse ourselves finally so we could shine ourselves as brightly as we possibly could as we were clearing our karma. And so where we are at the stage now is, how long have you been doing this on your spiritual path? How long have you been on your spiritual path now?
Oh, for at least 10 years. So,
okay.
But the healing has been 10 years. Yeah.
That's about, I had my walk-in experience about 10 years ago. That was the critical time when most of the people on the planet, those that call ourselves light workers, started on this path. And during that time, we were guided to open our healing practices, write the books, start the radio programs, do the meditation nights, the CDs, or whatever. And while they might have gleaned some, success, it wasn't as great or it didn't, you know, really burst forth in the way that, you know, we might have wanted to. Like I said, we might have had some success in the past. But now we have all built this foundation, and the Posse of Angels are showing me this platform. It's a solid foundation.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you there? I'm sorry.
That, yeah.
Maybe the gremlins of Mercury retrograde dropped us out, but I can tell you that the Posse of Angels are saying you have laid a very strong foundation, and now you're being shown the next step to get you out to a wider audience. And they want you to bring forth the book because the book is going to be fundamental. It's going to be like a – have you written any books before?
I've written like 3 books, but they've all been sitting on my computer.
Okay. All right. And that's what they're alluding to. They want you to get these books written and get the books out there because they're going to be like a calling card for you. They're going to be a calling card for you to present your light on book tours, at talks about different topics, once you have this as your calling card, you know, it gives you credence. You come across as a person that's professional and, you know, has done the work, and it's going to enhance what you're doing. Now, your fear about doing this, it's one thing about all of us envisaging and imagining and visualizing ourselves on stage talking to thousands of people. Okay, we've all had that dream, you know, mm-hmm. that I have I know you have, because they're showing that me about you.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, there you are and you're talking to thousands of people, but having that in the theory and then doing that in reality means that, you know, we get up in the morning and while we're getting dressed, we, you know, going over what we're going to talk about or our PowerPoint presentation or whatever it is, or doing cold call readings in front of thousands of people and then getting on the stage when our legs feel like jello. Part of that fear is fear of the unknown, you know, but part of that fear mm-hmm. could be that of stepping up and owning who you are and your gifts, whereas, as I just said in the topic, that many of us were destroyed and persecuted by speaking about a lot of these topics and bringing, you know, all of this to the light of day. And we've been promised that won't happen before, but you do open yourself up. I mean, having done this very publicly for the last almost 11 years, I can tell you it does open yourself up to the naysayers, you know, those who may not agree with you, those who ridicule you, and what somebody else thinks has nothing to do with me. I mean, it has to do all with their paradigm and their belief system. And so you stand up regardless, and all you do is the posse of angels are saying for you, Jessica, all you need to do is be yourself, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that keeps on coming up for me, and I know it has to do with the unknown also, is that, you know, I mean, this is one event that's coming up, and I figure out the money thing, and the reason behind that is because I need to move my location very soon, and mm-hmm. there's just kind of pressure on for that. And I'm in a situation where, you know, it's one thing to have faith when you're on your own. Okay, well, the angels, my guides are going to show me the way. But I'm in a situation now that I have a lot of naysayers around me, and I keep on saying, no, this is going to happen. I'm going to be able to be on my own, go out. And I think I'm just afraid of that because this situation that was brought to me, you know, you kind of do the logical calculations. I know it can lead other places, but it's like, is this going to be bringing the next opportunity that is going to launch me, that I'm going to be out of here? Or, like,
yes.
I just feel like I have a lot riding on these things. That's
okay.
A yes?
Okay, they want you to know that this is the next step forward for you to show you the next piece of the puzzle. Please keep following your intuition, keeps follow what you know to be true. The posse of angels are nodding their heads and saying, you've been asking for a sign. You have been asking for a sign to honor and respect and to be able to do what you came back to the planet to do. And many, many times the posse of angels have said to me, because that hasn't been presented to me yet, what the next step for me to do is. They said, when it comes in, it's going to come in such a way that you may not have done this before, or or it's on a much larger scale for you, or something like that. And so it's like, feel the fear and do it anyway. You know that if you do not step forth on this, that it will be presented to you again, but it's your time to step forward, Jessica. It really is.
Yeah.
And they're saying, they're applauding you. They're going, once you step forward, that's what they said. They said miracles are going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. Don't you worry about the money. Every one of us just about is moving locations. Because where we are at the moment, we've been kind of in like a holding pattern, waiting for the world to catch up to us so they could see us, hear us, perceive us. And where we are at the moment has gone too small, like a coat that's got too small for us. And it's like, okay, we will show you where to go. And I do believe, as the Posse of Angels are nodding now and saying, that speaking engagement, you are going to open yourself up to a much wider audience. You're going to be meeting people, and more of the puzzle is going to be presented to you. The cards for you is the Queen of Cups. Queen of Cups in this position also tells me that you are the goddess, the priestess of intuition. The naysayers around you, I would have a little ceremony every day and bless them. Bless them for making you even more, more steadfast in your resolve that you are here to be yourself, and send them green healing light and beautiful pink light, and say thank you, because often the angels will send us somebody right before the floodgates open for us, or which to step forward. Do you really have the conviction to do this? Do you really believe in yourself?
Yeah.
We're gonna send you naysayers. I had a radio interview that I did I guess it was about 6 months ago, and if I was the person I was, sort of maybe even, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, I would have dissolved in a puddle of tears. But I saw it and I said, thank you. I am even more resolved now to be as authentic, honest, truthful, and open as I possibly can be. Next card for you is, Seven of Swords. Don't worry about the money. Put down your material concerns and say, I am a child of God. I'm abundant. And if doors need to open for me in order for me to shine this beautiful light of mine, they're going to open. The next card.
Yeah,
go on.
Sorry. I was just saying this morning about how that I'm, because I have these naysayers around me, that I am getting stronger in my convictions. And I said, but then it's also like, sometimes it brings up so much anxiety because it's at a point that it's like, you really have to put your money where your mouth is. It's like, you've been preaching this, now you're doing it. Okay, God, are you going to come follow through for me? Because here I am. That's what gives me the anxiety sometimes, because it's like, oh my God, like, all right, you're really strong with that this is going to work out, and it better, like, this stuff better really be the truth, you could believe it, but then to follow it,
Yeah, and that's the difference. And can I tell you, Jessica, and this might give you some strength, there are many light workers on the planet that use that term light workers, but there are very few of us that, when push comes to shove, will actually put our hands up and step on that stage and talk about things like being a star seed, speaking the angelic language of love, having an angelic walk-in experience, bringing forth and speaking of what we know to be true in our hearts. Very few are putting up their hands and actually being those metaphysicians on the planet, the next wave of metaphysicians on the planet. And it's a choice That's all I'm saying. And there are very few light workers that are choosing to go public, really, really public. I mean very public with who they are. The next card for you is the Star card. It couldn't end this three-card read on a better card for you. Go out and be that star and know that you will be divinely taken care of and led and given exactly what you need in order to do this. And I hope this has been helpful for you.
Thank you. Can I tell you just one more thing just to confirm something for you?
Sure.
Maybe not. Quickly, because I know you have another call. These naysayers are like my what I consider like my most formidable opponents, but they're also my most hardcore supporters. And it's my father. So just to loop that back around, you were talking about the father earlier in today's broadcast. Yeah. So it's really coming back around for me. So thank you for that.
I was just going to add to that. If you need to really let go of that trigger of either being the good girl or listening to that patriarchal figure in order to get your identity, this is an even larger step for you, sweetheart. And I'm so proud of you. And just do it all with love. That's all you need to do. Do it all with love. So I'm wishing you, I wish you luck, but life is not about having luck. Life is about shining who you are and believing in yourself. So lots of angel blessings, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for all your help.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Jessica. And that brought up so many wonderful things at the moment where we all are in anticipation of being given that next step. And it's not about being given the next step. It's about feeling that trepidation, that nervousness, that fear in your heart, and stepping forward. Let's go to our next caller, 661. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh,
who am I
Teresa
speaking
Leary.
With? Hi, Teresa. How
Teresa?
Are you?
Good. I spoke to you on Facebook, and you said that I had a near-death experience also. And I'm highly intuitive, but I was wondering what my next steps are here. I'm trying to do a business with a partner, and I feel that I should be doing some stuff on my own also and making some changes and moving.
Okay. The first thing that the posse of angels are saying to do is keep it simple. Keep it simple, stay in the present moment, and ask for signs for you to be given as to, as to the fulfillment of your intentions. Whatever your intentions are, you ask them, for instance, what am I supposed to be doing? Those things that are your gifts, your talents, and your abilities, the things that you are most passionate about, you know, the things that you probably would do if you, you know, when you do them, you lose all track of time and you might even be getting paid for it, but you love doing it. Those are the things and the gifts that you were given to bring forth to the planet for the betterment and the creation of the new world. So number one is, the way you framed your question is, it's like it's overwhelming for you. It's like, you know, after this experience of having the near-death experience, which we spoke about on Facebook, it's now like, where should I go? What should I do? And they want you to keep it simple and stay in the present moment. See, and ask for those signs on how it would be most beneficial for yourself, the greatest good for yourself and the greatest good of all concerned, on how and when you should step forward. And follow those signs, okay? You don't have to figure all. You don't have to figure all of this out because you have the help of God and the angels. You are going to be co-creating with them to find out what is the best path for you to follow, and to help you radiate and shine and illuminate that path for yourself. Now, you asked if you should do this alone or do this with a partner?
Well, I've been working with a partner for almost a year now. We're bringing something quite different out there. I guess we're still a little bit nervous and working a lot, like on paperwork and to really trying to define things. But I feel that that's going to be really good. But I feel that also I should be doing something on my own.
You need this for your own independence and your own spiritual growth to step out on your own.
Yeah, because I've been working hard with that. The question, the other thing that I was curious about is, because I have so many sensitivities and everything, is there anything that I should be doing because of the near-death experience? And is there any insights that you have for me about that?
They want you to write about your experiences. Do you write a newsletter or do you write a blog?
No, I don't.
Okay. They said that this would help you enormously to step forth and to own what has happened to you. And you could write the blog in such a way that you would invite others also to speak about, others who have had this the same experience, and you could feature an email or a letter or something from them in your blog or your post. The Positive Angels are saying the more that we are authentic and truthful by shining exactly who we are and our experiences and be more open about telling our stories, then the more people want to listen to it. You know, they're genuinely interested when we're truthful and authentic and we tell our stories, and it gives others an opportunity for them to be authentic as well. And they're saying that this blog, actually, the longer it goes for, it actually can become a book.
Okay. I'm not a good writer.
Pretty exciting. No, they're not saying, they're saying everyone, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have anything to do with being good or bad or you're not a professional writer or anything. Everyone can write their own story. And once it's down, you can get an editor to go over it. You know, you can get somebody to clean it up with punctuation marks. That's nothing. But the importance of this is not in the finished product, but it's in the doing of it. Because this is going to strengthen you, make you feel abundant, and you're going to draw more abundance to yourself in the wealth of people, finances, and all kinds of things that you're going to draw to yourself as a result of this. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. Okay, the first one that's coming out is the Queen of Pentacles. Okay, the Queen of Pentacles is confirming the abundance that you're going to be feeling the more that you can tell your story and do things as an independent rather than be associated, just with this other person. Okay, the Five of Cups is coming up next, and the Five of Cups is saying for you to really take a look at what we've been speaking about in the topic about getting closure on anything and helping many clients at the moment getting closure on those triggering behaviors, because those triggering behaviors will stop the fulfillment of our dreams coming in. And the next card for you is the Knight of Swords. Now they're saying once you decide to really authentically show yourself to the world and step up, things are going to start to move much faster for you to be able to shine your light to the world. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, and just to say, the reason I connected with you is because of your authenticity and your truthfulness and your love shining through, and I really connected with that. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. God bless you. Have an absolutely beautiful day. And good luck with writing your blog. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next caller is 410. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
I'm very well, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
You're in Maryland. I have two brothers in Silver Spring, Maryland. So how have you been feeling with all of what's been going on energetically and planetary-wise?
I'm a mess. I got poison ivy last week. Yeah, it's like one thing after another, you know?
Well, maybe you're itching to get something started. Maybe you're... Maybe I am. Maybe you are. So what is your question for the Posse of Angels?
I'd like to know when they see me ending my career job and starting a new one.
Okay. How much effort are you putting into this passion of yours? That's what they want to know.
Zero.
How much time? Okay. You cannot... Like attracts like. You cannot expect something to go, hallelujah, and magically appear for you if you are not giving any energy to that which you love. For instance, this caller... It's not give up your day job and then suddenly, you know, be a radio host or suddenly then step into something. What this is at the end of the day or on the weekends, I had an older client, just a brief story. She had an older client many, many years ago, and she was crying to me because she never got to realize her job as a veterinarian. She just worked as a receptionist. She was in her mid or late 40s, and because her parents gave her brother the money to become a professional, a doctor, and there was no money for her to become a veterinarian anyway, long story short, I said, what are you passionate about? She said, really, animals. I said, well, there's nothing stopping you from going and to work with animals. I said, go down to the animal shelter, the RSPCA. Anyway, long story short, she went down there. She grew up on a farm. She had a great love of horses. And there was a little post-it note on the board that said, a horse handler wanted on a farm, room and board provided. And it turned out that she interviewed for the job. She got the job, and she would not have found the job if she didn't follow her passion. So what they're saying to you, Kathy, is whatever that is that you're passionate about, make time for it. And while you're doing that, you will shine and illuminate and radiate to the planet this extraordinary light, which then the angels will know that how much conviction you have towards bringing forth this passion, and then they will bring to you like energies to yourself to help you step forward with this, and soon your avocation will become your vocation. But it can't be abracadabra. Let's go to the cards. Okay, the Four of Cups is a perfect card, perfect for this, what we were just talking about, what we were just speaking about, because she's looking at the three cups in front of her, but because she is so centered on just what is, she hasn't allowed herself to imagine what could be. And there's a fourth cup hanging above her head, which is a gift from God. And the Posse of Angels are saying to you, Kathy, that God is dangling a gift over your head, but you have failed to see it because you have failed to honor and respect the little girl inside of you wants to get excited. And they're saying, allow her to get excited, to step forward. And what will happen is the Nine of Pentacles. The Nine of Pentacles is about living life's luxuries. It's about abundance. It's about that feeling of richness and prosperity inside of you. This has all to do with your passions. And the next card is the Justice card, which is the truth. They are saying to you, Kathy, to start living your truth, and you will be amazed. You'll be amazed at the energies of the universe that are going to come in and are going to answer the call that you're going to put out. Curiously, what is it that you are passionate about?
I'm making jewelry and some kind of healing.
Okay. Well, there's been lots of people who have studied Reiki with me. If you want, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. I teach in my Los Angeles office and nationally and internationally over Skype. If this is something that you're led to do, certainly
well,
Reiki
I'm up
has...
To Reiki, I'm up to Reiki 3, but I feel like there's something else.
Okay, the amount of people who have come to me to learn mastership and the teacher degree so that they can have that full, you know, the degrees of Reiki to be able to go out there and to be that high-level practitioner. So not that you have to have that master teacher degree, but I also do believe that there's also a component there that's missing for you, and I would love to help you. So you can always send me an email, and then we can discuss it further. How does that sound?
Okay. That sounds great.
That sounds great. So, yeah, if you send me your email, then I'll have your email address. So I'm sending you lots of love. Thank you so much, Kathy, and lots of calamine lotion, and maybe Reiki. And maybe Reiki will have helped the itching go away.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all of my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing. This can be done over the phone using Skype. Do call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye.